Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. Brandon, how's it going?
Oh, fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm getting a little tired of the snow,
though. Oh, man.
Snowed again.
Again. Off and on all weekend.
It's supposed to be springtime. It's almost April.
I know.
Get out of here, snow.
Yeah, we've had snow through April before, and into May, even.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Mm-hmm. Regularly.
May long weekend usually snows, but
yeah,
I'm tired of it.
Me too. I'm really done with it this year. I think I say that every year, but I'm really done with it this year.
Yeah.
It also doesn't help with like trying to convince people we don't live in like a like polar vortex or anything. Canada doesn't just people don't live in igloos.
Yeah.
It's snowing.
Might be warmer in an igloo right now. They have pretty good heat insulation.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah.
Other than being tired of the snow, what are you drinking?
Some tasty beer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's hockey themed. It's called a cross check.
I get it.
Pilsner. Because Czech beer, like the country.
You like it?
I do.
Yeah, it's from our local brewery. I'm also drinking a beer from our local brewery. This is the Radberry Sour, which I really, really like, and they don't have anymore. So I'm enjoying it.
Oh, you have three cans left after this.
It's true. That is true, yes. Do you have a nerd thing this week?
Not really.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the big nerd thing right now is Nintendo's ramping up to launch their full details.
Yep, this week.
On the Switch 2, so mm-hmm. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. They had a mini direct about games this past week. That was kind of lame, but
I like the Disney villain cafe thing.
That, yeah. But kind of a visual novel where you serve drinks to Disney villains.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
It seems cozy. I want to play.
Yeah, it is cozy. It's a visual novel, so.
Yes.
It's kind of like a choose your own adventure with light potion making.
Yeah, which sounds great.
Not much of a game, but like you just.
Fun for Krista.
Yeah, fun for Krista, I guess.
Well, I have like a witchy game like that I really like.
Yeah.
So same deal, except with Disney villains.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. What's my nerd thing? I've been like really busy with school events and it's report card time. So, you know, that.
Cool. Yeah. Wasn't there like a big music festival on this week or something?
Last week and the week before, there was a big music festival. And on Friday was the grand concert for it. It's actually the 100th local music festival here.
That's a lot of music
that
festivals.
Is. Yeah. So they did a big centennial thing. I helped MC it. So that was really cool. I thought it was really cool. Kids did a good job. The final, the group of kids that does the musical theater in town, it's like a group of, I don't know, like 8 kids or something like that. Their final song was Revolting Children from Matilda, which was really good. And then last night I went to a dance gala and the junior group also did a medley from Matilda. So like Matilda was really in this year.
Matilda has this weird resurgence.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
The musical's great.
I don't know. I never.
Well, I mean, I haven't seen the musical, but all the music from the musical that I've heard is really, really good. So
okay. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I ever watched the movie.
Oh, you should. You'd actually really like it.
Yeah.
Well, come on. I mean, like everything that. Like you liked BFG and you liked
Roald Dahl stuff
right?
is good. But
I was gonna say you like all the Roald, but I was like I don't know how much Roald Dahl stuff you've seen.
the movie adaptions are not great, but I thought he was a pretty good kids writer because it's always kind of twisted, which is good.
So it's Matilda.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Yeah, and the music is really good, and then there were a lot of performances, but there were a few musical theater-based performances, which is, of course, what I really like. So the juniors did a Matilda medley, but the seniors opened with a medley from Chicago.
That's better.
Yeah, it was really good. And then they closed with one from The Greatest Showman.
That's less good.
No, it was really well done. was really good.
I'm sure that I actually really like the Greatest Showman. The dance club here or whatever, Dance Academy, is like very, very high tier. So I'm sure they were good, but I don't know. I think The Greatest Showman's kind of lame.
Oh, it has really good music, though. I really like the music.
I disagree.
You can disagree, but I mean, between The Greatest Showman and Chicago, obviously Chicago's winning, if that's what we're comparing to. But yeah. Greatest Showman is good. And it was a very big spectacle kind of thing. Yeah, and then they had some other ones, too, which I really liked. We have, I was going to say, a new episode of Daredevil to talk about, but actually, since we missed last week, we have, weirdly enough, three.
Three, yeah. How does that work? Oh, I don't know. They decided to release two this week, yeah. So that was interesting.
Okay, so spoiler-free gut reaction from the last three episodes, Brandon, if you can remember back.
Yeah, well, episode three, I think, of the five that we have now was the worst one.
I agree. It had a couple cool moments in it, but I agree. It seemed, yeah. No, that's fine.
yeah. Are we on six? Have we? I don't remember. It doesn't matter. The ones, the double feature this week got it back on track, and I quite liked it.
Yeah, they were both really, really good. The first of the two that we had this week might be my favorite.
Yeah, and it was interesting because it was like kind of standalone. It almost felt like a network TV show, but like in a good way.
It was done really well.
I really liked it. It was fun.
Yeah, I totally agree. Disney A News Update.
Well, we can do like a little bit of like regular news.
Okay.
Because the main topic is also news.
Yes. So news then.
The Disney world is aflame with Marvel news Marvel this week. News. So that's what we're going to talk about. But do a little bit of park stuff first, yeah. I think.
Well, the big thing is Season of the Force has started in Disneyland.
Yeah, started on Friday.
Yeah.
Which I think they do this a little too early. I think it should be more in May, not ending at the beginning of May. Like, basically, May the 4th is, like, the end of it.
Yeah, I think it goes a little bit past that, but not
like, a week.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, the first week of May.
I think it should be all of April and May. That's what I think.
Yeah. Like, you don't want it to overstay its welcome like Pixar Fest did, but I don't know.
I agree.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. We talked about some of the stuff that Season of the Force... Mm-hmm. The new popcorn buckets and whatnot. Yeah. But I just saw a picture of the new fancy Oga's mug.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
It's a Mythosaur, like Mandalorian style
really?
Kind of tiki mug. And it's supposed to be you're drinking the black ale of the Mandalore.
Oh, cool.
And it's like their white beer with like cherry puree or something in it. And the mug is like... amazing. Ugh. Probably almost worth the $50 that you have to pay for it or whatever they charge for those things, but it looks amazing.
I have a little collection of tiki mug from Oga's and this could go right in there.
This one is the best. It looks like a prop from the show.
Really?
Like
okay, we'll have to share that on Instagram and everything then, because that's really cool. I'm sad and jealous that I won't get one. Aww.
Yeah, just gorgeous. So that was very exciting.
I didn't see that one.
And then I saw a couple of clips, just like quick flashes of the new projections for the...
I did see some of that, yeah.
For the fireworks, and that looks really good. I think the fireworks were good from there, even without music, and then it was good with music.
Yeah,
Now with the projections, I think it might be better than Main Street.
I don't disagree with you. The projection show, it was very focused on the Skywalker saga.
Yeah.
And then the fireworks show is similar to the other one. I really like the Halloween version.
Yeah, they focus more on, like, the villain music.
Exactly. It was really well done.
To tie, because, like, it's the same fireworks that you see from Main Street. Mm-hmm. You just see a different angle of them, but they have to work with that timing, right?
Exactly. So I really like that, too. But yes, now you, like you said, add the projections, and I agree. It's so good. Definitely worth checking out. The other thing I keep seeing is people meeting Luke wandering around.
Oh, yes. He is in there now.
And frequently with R2, as a lot of the pictures.
Makes sense.
Totally. Not exclusively. Like, I've seen lots of people with him by himself and still R2 by himself, but quite a few have seen them together. And it might just be opening weekend too, where they're doing that more, right? But
yeah, whatever. I think it's cool.
I think so too.
People like Luke.
Yeah.
It's tough because you're not going to get someone that looks like Mark Hamill, but yeah, whatever. Suspension of disbelief.
Yeah, you got to do it, right? You got to do it. I mean, it's easier with someone like, we'll say like I met Ahsoka a couple times and everything like that. Well,
face paint does a lot.
Yeah, and exactly.
And then like your princesses, of course, are from an animated source, mm-hmm. So it's a little easier. But I mean, some of the Rays we've seen were quite spot on.
That is true. That is true. And then so, some of...
Yeah, I don't know.
I was thinking of some of like, the other live-action characters.
Jack Sparrow.
That's exactly what I was thinking of.
Yeah, but that's also easier. You, like...
Between the dreads and
the
makeup.
You plaster on the dirty mustache beard thing.
Yeah, I think you're right about Rey being the closest comparison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, you,
suspension of disbelief, and if he acts right, you know, like, it totally works.
I want to see him doing some Jedi mind tricks on Stormtroopers while he's
walking
through.
That would be really good. I like it. Yeah. I've only seen little pieces, but I'm going to keep my eye out for some video of actual interactions with him. I think that's cool. Yes, that's the big news. The other one, which millennials just love when we were talking about merch and things like that, there is a whole bunch of Goofy movie.
For the, what, 30th anniversary?
Yeah, sure is. We're old.
Ow.
Yeah. Ow, my back. Ow, my bones. including a very cool Powerline, Max as Powerline themed popcorn bucket. The announcement for this was, I mean, I'm not saying, remember, what's that, Figment, the one in Walt Disney World? I'm not saying it was big as that or anything like that. But it's a big thing.
Yeah, well, speaking of big popcorn buckets, apparently people went absolutely crazy for the Easter Thumper.
Really? I saw
bucket.
That. That's
it,
cool.
It absolutely sold out.
Really?
And then they're going to bring more, but, like, right. It went fast, apparently.
I mean, that surprises me. It's not that it wasn't cute. It is, but interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. That one surprised me as well.
Yeah. Speaking of other parks, News Fantasmic is returning to a full week of performances starting late May. So this is, of course, gearing up for their summer, or that is their summer, I guess, starts then. Oh, there's a Gap and Disney Muppets collection. Muppets is having such a resurgence right now.
They're trying. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of that is because of, like, Muppet Vision closing and people just being excited for that, like, Muppets again. But the merch and everything, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't care about it when it was there.
Yeah, I noticed that.
For the most part. But now that it's closing, people are up in arms.
Yeah.
They are going to preserve the film and possibly release it on Disney Plus or something.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Not quite the same, but...
Still, it's something.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Disney Plus, they're also... Oh, I don't have the date in front of me for that, but they're doing a look at a Goofy movie on there as well. We were talking about, like, millennial stuff.
Yeah,
yeah,
behind the scenes or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, interesting. And then we did get another trailer for Andor.
We did.
Season 2.
Oh, yes, yes.
So that's exciting. That's coming up, like, really quick now.
Yeah, it's... Oh, man. Does it overlap with Daredevil, or is it as soon as one's
done,
the other one?
I think that's probably one of the reasons that they dropped double episodes,
right,
so that there's not an overlap. And then the thing with Andor is it's dropping 3 episodes at a time.
Yep.
So,
oof.
That's, yeah.
Well, I think we might have to spread it out over the week then.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Who knows how long the episodes are.
I mean, that's true.
As well. Like,
it
could
be
like an
be
hour
that...
and a half total for 3,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Right. It would also not be that weird for us to watch 3 episodes in
one day. No. Like, I don't know.
The last bit of parks news that I have is Avengers Campus stunt show is officially closing at DCA. We heard rumors about this before, but that's the Avengers Assemble stunt show on the roof and balcony of Avengers headquarters. The final show is going to be April 5th. That's the one
that
has
like really quick.
Yeah, that's the one that has like Black Widow, Captain America, Black Panther, Taskmaster.
Yeah.
What
makes
do you
sense
notice about that?
Because all those characters are dead.
Except Captain America.
Hey, he's old. He might as well be dead.
Yeah.
That's why.
It's, well, and, you know, they're They're moving on. They're moving on. That's all.
It would be nice if they had something to replace it.
I agree. They're cutting down on their shows there so much.
Yeah.
And that was such a big part.
Well, it's the only, like, the theming there is not the best.
Yeah.
It's kind of like an empty parking lot feeling. Right.
I do feel like they did the best they could with what they had, but...
But the whole thing was like, it was supposed to be like a living world where you're on this campus where the Avengers are walking around and stuff.
So the more you take away those things...
Yeah, I don't know.
I also do understand that they are, you know, building their attractions and getting all that organized.
It's going to be a downtime while they do the rebuild add the new e-ticket and d-ticket or whatever.
I do think if they're not going to have more shows, they need to up their characters.
I mean, they always do have characters walking around, but it's very concentrated meet and greet, like the most concentrated meet and greet area in all of Disneyland Resort, I think.
I think you're probably right.
Like,
especially with Pixie Hollow being closed right now.
Right. Like, but even Fantasyland, you didn't see characters like that. Just four or five at once, kind of thing.
Yeah. No. Not really. Not unless you would go through the Princess Fantasy Fair thing. But even that, it's like it's not. Like, that's more structured.
Yeah. Maybe Toontown would be the closest.
Yeah, okay.
I guess.
Yeah.
Like, Toontown, like, because you have your standard Mickey and Minnie. Right. And then you have...
But then you have, like, Pete wandering around or Goofy or
quite often. So, okay. Like, but it's right up there with that.
I agree.
Yeah.
Ready to go to the main news?
Okay.
Wednesday.
Thursday. It was March 27th.
Okay. Marvel dropped some news. 5.5 hours worth of news.
5.5 hours of chairs set the internet on fire.
Yep. And then after that, I watched a 4.5 hour recap of it.
Well, it was a live reaction of it. So you didn't watch the 5.5 hours.
No, I did not.
We were busy working.
Yeah, you messaged me and are like, some people are announced. Well, what it was they announced part of the cast for Doomsday.
A bunch of the cast for Doomsday.
Yes.
So, but yeah, I saw that there was going to be a big announcement. And I was trying to see, and I saw some headlines, and it was like, here are some names that have been announced for the thing. And I was like, oh, well, okay. Why is this being live updated? Like, this can't be more than a 20-minute press conference or something. But no, it was just chairs for 5 hours.
Yeah.
And,
all right, so it starts, and it's like a big, like, warehouse kind of idea. And you hear footsteps, and a chair goes down. And then every 12-ish minutes, they added another one. And what it was the name of the actors on the back of the chairs. Like in a director's style
chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it was about 12 minutes, and it just, like... people freaked out, basically. And then they do have a 1.5 minute recap.
Summary,
Of just the whole thing. So do we kind of want to, first of all, overall ideas, and then do you want to talk about, like, who was announced?
Yeah, well, let's just go through the list in order. But I commend the marketing team for doing something kind of out of the box.
Yep.
Some people were upset with it, but it's not like if you had better things to do that you had to watch the whole thing.
Well, I heard a lot of people just, like, had it on a screen or whatever while they were doing other stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, perfect viral marketing for these reaction channels and stuff
totally.
to watch along and then do commentary. It reminds me a lot of taking it to another nerddom of mine. Like, trade deadline day for hockey.
Oh, yeah.
They have an all-day panel of people talking about the trade deadline, and often there's not a lot of trades for the first 5 hours or something, it's just straight hockey talk the whole time, so, like, you have this on in the background getting some news periodically every 12 minutes, and then you're just talking about the state of Marvel and speculating on what this movie's gonna be about and stuff like that. I really like it, and then you can condense it down to 1.5 minutes for the actual news, but way more impactful than than them just releasing a list of names.
I also thought it was really, like I said, really impactful, but it's also, it felt like me a little bit of a, people keep complaining that, like, MCU is dead and stuff like that. It's like, really? You guys literally just sat and watched 5.5 hours of Chairs.
5.5 hours of Chairs and the viralness of it. And the memes were going.
The memes were memeing.
And, yeah, no, the MCU is still a thing.
Before we go through this entire list, there were some surprises, both who was included and who was not included. Would you say that is accurate?
Yes, although I'm not as surprised with who was not included as I was with...
a couple of who was?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we started with... I was trying to get a beautiful little list here of, like, the exact order. But we started with... someone comes out and they put down a chair and it says Chris Hemsworth on it. So they don't say who they're playing, but I mean, we all have a pretty good idea. Obviously, we have Thor. Okay. So Chris Hemsworth comes out first. Well, yeah. Chris Hemsworth's chair is out first.
Yeah, so they put down a chair, empty Chris Hemsworth, chair. And it's, well, okay, Thor's Thor. gonna be coming back.
He's, and people are psyched.
Well, I don't know, maybe.
I'm psyched.
Love and Thunder was not...
I'm ignoring Love and Thunder.
Okay.
But people are psyched because we have a name confirmed, basically,
well,
right?
Well, and this whole thing is very mysterious. Like, they just said there's going to be a big announcement, and then they start this stream.
Yeah.
And it's an out-of-focus warehouse, and a chair comes down. No one knows what's going on. And, okay, Thor, that's pretty cool.
That makes sense,
He's still active at the end of Love and Thunder.
Yep.
And he's one of the OGs, and...
Yep,
Chris
that's
Hemsworth
pretty exciting.
Looks pretty good with his shirt off. So
yes, he does.
Yeah, anyway,
so that's pretty exciting. Now, between each one, like I said, about 12 minutes, and you also generally hear footsteps, and there's music changing. People don't start to realize some of these things until like partway through. So we have Chris Hemsworth, and people are like, oh, "Chris Hemsworth is going to be in Doomsday. That must be what this means." Like they don't even know to begin with. Then some time passes and you're just like staring at a chair
and
for
then,
like 12
and
minutes.
It's like, and it's like quiet and whatever. And then they play some music.
Mm-hmm. And the music is different than the music they played the first time.
And then the second chair, which kind of surprising me that this was the second chair, but it was Vanessa Kirby who's playing Sue Storm in the Fantastic Four movie. So they're confirming that the Fantastic Four are going to carry over into Doomsday.
Well, at
which
this
makes
point,
a lot.
At least one of them. But it's
it
the
makes
Fantastic
a lot of sense.
Four, so, yeah.
The Doom is primarily a Fantastic Four villain who's just so cool that they use him for an Avengers level threat, which is what is going on here. So, that was exciting.
Yep.
And then
you stare at it for 12 minutes.
And then they play the Avengers theme, the original.
Yep.
And you get Anthony Mackie.
Yeah.
Coming back as
as
new Captain America.
Makes sense. We just saw a movie with him. All right.
He was instructed by Harrison Ford, president, to get the Avengers back together.
Yep.
So I guess that makes a lot of sense.
Makes sense. So this is interesting. We have OG and then OG adjacent. Avengers, and then we have a Fantastic Four. This is an interesting order.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So then we got Anthony Mackie. New Cap.
Yep. And then to go along with him, his good buddy Sebastian Stan.
Also makes sense.
You
put them together. Okay.
Yep. Well,
all right.
He's going to be in the Thunderbolts, and he was in the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, obviously.
Yeah.
Show. And so they're all kind of linked, and
he's a congressman right now.
Yeah,
apparently.
Congressman. So he's a villain now, I guess.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, and then the next chair, you get the Black Panther theme, and you get Letitia Wright's chair, who's Shuri.
Yes, Shuri, new Black Panther. Yeah,
new Black Panther. So
Since Wakanda Forever. Yeah.
Shuri.
Okay, so we have Wakanda involved in this
And so again, no one knows what's going on. No. We have these chairs, and people are starting to theorize that it's going to be the cast for Doomsday.
Yes.
At this point. It's kind of all over the place. They thought with maybe with Chris Hemsworth, it's like Thor 5 is being announced.
Right. Like, yeah, when they first said that, and then they're like, oh, but I mean, that would make sense with, I mean, you could have Cap in there and Bucky, but that doesn't make sense to have Fantastic Four in Thor 5. But, you know, now we're going, oh, okay, we've got Fantastic Four, we have some Avengers, and now we have Wakanda going on. Okay.
Yes, it's mega crossover. Mm-hmm. The only thing that can be is an Avengers film. So that makes sense. Then the next chair comes out 12 minutes later.
Yep.
And it's a little bitty chair.
Oh, my God. This was so good.
And it's Paul Rudd.
Yes.
Coming back as Ant-Man, which is exciting. I think Paul Rudd's awesome.
So. I think so, too. Yeah. If you watch the minute and a half recap, he has a regular size chair. Only in the five and a half hour ones. It's like, it's teeny.
It's funny. It was funny.
Yeah.
Then we go back to Thunderbolt's chair next, and it's going to be Wyatt Russell coming back as U.S. agent. So.
Okay, so now this has people going, now we're like, okay, we are guessing that theoretically most people have figured out now that we're talking about Doomsday cast, and then they're like, does this mean...
Is this a spoiler for Thunderbolts?
Yes, exactly. Does this mean...
No.
He survives?
No, because, again, it's... the multiverse saga, and who knows, like, this could be a completely different universe, or they could die and be resurrected. Yep. Like,
it isn't a spoiler, is kind of where I'm going with this.
It's not like the story in Thunderbolts is going to happen as it's going to happen, and they may or may not die.
Yep.
And then, but they're still going to be involved in Doomsday in some way.
And I mean, you could even have like a variant of any of these characters too.
That's what I mean, like multiversal. Like,
exactly.
Or
they come
when
back,
they die, they go to the void, or like depending on what Sentry does,
right?
With his creepy black blast.
Oh yeah.
Power.
Super creepy.
Terrifying. That could send them to the mirror dimension or whatever. Yep. Like, I don't know. There's lots of weird.
There's so many
dimensions and stuff.
There's a whole lot of options here. Basically, what I'm just saying is, like, just because you see someone who has an upcoming movie, it doesn't mean too much.
Yeah. Well, it, just like Infinity War, the Spider-Man movie came out after Infinity War. And so, like, oh, well, Spider-Man isn't going to die.
The only one we know is safe is Spider-Man.
And sure enough, he...
Worst one of them all.
He got the dusting, so...
And it was so funny. Could you remember, like, we were at
a comic convention.
And the guy was announcing.
He was, like, a host, and he was like, okay, we just don't do spoilers here. I haven't seen Infinity War yet, because it came out that weekend.
Yeah, like, it came out that day.
We had happened to go to a comic convention the opening weekend of Infinity War.
Man, that was
And then he
weekend.
Made a joke, and he's like, don't tell me who dies. Wait, is it Spider-Man? Does Spider-Man die? And then there was like an audible gasp in the theater or in the auditorium because some people had seen it already.
Yeah, they came. Yeah.
And he's like, wait, what? No.
No.
I haven't seen it, I swear.
Because it was like the safe bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's a core memory. Like, I remember that reaction. I also remember many reactions of seeing that movie. But, this doesn't mean anything, basically, in terms of other movies.
It just does mean that the Thunderbolts are going to be integral to the Doomsday plot.
There we go. Yes, exactly.
In one way or another.
Right, exactly. Okay, so we have, I don't know, I hope he redeems himself in Thunderbolts, but we have him.
I think the actor's pretty good.
I think the actor's pretty good, too. I know you're supposed to dislike this character, and it does a good job.
Yeah, and I'm curious to see what they do with his character in Thunderbolts. I think the writing in Falcon and the Winter Soldier let him down a little bit, because he was, like, an interesting character, but then, I don't know.
Yeah.
Eh, whatever.
Yeah.
Moving on.
That's fair.
The next one is one of the ones that I was kind of surprised.
Okay.
And then I'm going to do my best gringo pronunciation of his name. Tenoch Huerta?
You want me to do it? I'm actually not necessarily good at this either. Tenoch Huerta.
Okay.
Yeah.
As Namor. Namor's coming back, which
this one was a surprise for me, too.
Good. I think he was also let down by the writing in...
Mm-hmm. I think he's a cool character.
In the second Black Panther movie.
And can we say, he's officially a mutant. He He's the first mutant on this list.
That is true. The first of not.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, and notice I said first.
And he has an interesting history with the Fantastic Four as well.
Oh, see, I don't know that.
Yeah, he's what they would call, the kids would call, a simp for Sue Storm.
Oh, really?
Yes. And,
interesting.
He's often on the Illuminati because he's like one of the smart guys. So you got like Black Panther and Reed Richards and Iron Man.
But
and,
he's definitely seen as, like, he plays a villain character. But he's not necessarily villainous.
He's like kind of gray.
Which I like. That's like, why I think he's an interesting character.
He's often a anti-hero, I guess.
Yeah, that would be a good. But I mean, he's the first villain type character we have on this list, I guess is more what I'm saying.
Well, US Agent is also.
That's true.
Kind of.
Yeah,
was,
that's
he,
true.
He was a villain in his debut, and he's also very morally gray.
Yeah.
If not dark.
Dark
gray,
yeah. So I'm very interested in him. Seeing more Namor.
Yeah, I'm hopeful that they do a good job. And like I say, he's part of the Illuminati in the comics, and there's like love triangle stuff with Reed and Sue.
That's
and
so
him
interesting.
And
I didn't know that at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Very, very interesting.
Okay. Well, I saw Black Panther. I get it. Yes. But I mean, I also see Pedro Pascal, so I don't know. I don't know.
now they're both of Latin origin, so interesting. Okay. Then the next chair, number 9, is Eben Mas Bachrach as the Thing, another Fantastic Four.
We're
one.
Not surprised here because we've seen one Fantastic Four. We're gonna assume certain ones, it's not like you're going to necessarily get all of something, except Fantastic Four is a pretty safe bet. If you're getting one, you're getting them all. That's their whole thing.
Feige has been on record as saying Fantastic Four is his favorite, and he's going to be using them to push the MCU forward. So, yeah, they're going to be more to the front going forward, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's good. I don't know. I like the Fantastic Four. Hope it's good.
Me too. Fingers crossed. I'm optimistic.
And then, finally,
yep,
we get the Shang-Chi theme.
Yeah!
And Simu Liu's chair goes down. Finally.
I squealed when I heard this one, actually.
So this clearly has been in the works for a while.
Tell your thing.
Because he was a keynote speaker at my accounting professionals conference that I watched. I attended virtually. I wasn't allowed to go in person, which is sad because it was so cool. Anyway, water under the bridge. But he was a keynote speaker, and one of the questions that the moderator asked him was like, what's next for you? And he's like, I can't talk about it.
So then you right away you're like, oh, it's Avengers.
Yeah.
Like related.
Yeah.
It's something Marvel.
It's either Shang-Chi 2 or Avengers something.
And Shang-Chi 2.
And maybe both.
Maybe both. Shang-Chi 2 has been rumored for a long time, probably since Shang-Chi 1 came out. And it's actually, the rumors have picked up speed.
Well, and here's the interesting thing with Shang-Chi. It was a pretty big success. One of the better post-Endgame Marvel movies, in my opinion.
Yep.
One of the best standalone origin story movies that
also
they've done.
Agreed.
Like Iron Man and Shang-Chi are the two best, I would say.
I'd say you're... Well, but the other one is a group one. I say Guardians.
Yeah, Guardians.
Yeah,
but
it's a group. But
that's a group one, so different. Harder, probably. I would say, but Shang-Chi was awesome, and then the director of Shang-Chi was attached to the original Avengers follow-up movie that was going to be the Kang Dynasty.
Yeah.
And of course, that's all fallen apart for various reasons. Shang-Chi's kind of been. Just floating in the wind, and then that's sad because
it was such
a good movie, and Simu Liu is a really cool Canadian dude.
Yep,
so,
I was saying Canadian. Yeah,
I'm very very happy about this.
Yes, but yeah, saw that one. That was probably my first squeal of them.
Very excited.
Yeah, not my last squeal for this. Okay, Simu Liu.
Yeah, so that's number 10. So we've had 10 chairs. That's
and kind of all over the place. We have a couple Fantastic Four. We have Wakanda.
We're already over an hour.
Yep. Yep.
At this point. So,
you bet.
Almost an hour and a half, I think, probably. So then we go back to the Thunderbolts, and surprising no one, Florence Pugh.
Woot.
Pugh.
Yeah.
is back.
If they can get her, they will get her because she's awesome.
She's a hot commodity in more ways than one.
Oh. Hot on the paycheck? Because I'm pretty sure she costs some money.
Yeah, I think she probably does. And she's well known to, like, take these big budget movies to get a paycheck and then so she can go off and do an indie art house film.
Which is amazing. I love this.
I like actors and actresses that can do that. And I like, cause some of them will turn their nose up at something like a Marvel movie.
That's just what I was going to say. And I don't appreciate that at all.
No.
And you know what? There's not a whole lot of credence when you look at some of the amazing actors even on this list, for example, who would be very serious actors. Mm-hmm. How many of these people are members of the Shakespeare Company?
Exactly. Well, there's a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Like, a lot of them. And that's, like, do you get being a higher appreciated actor than someone who does that kind of work? I don't think you do.
We'll come back to that conversation when we get further
down
the list.
I was being very vague.
Because I have thoughts, but anyway.
Okay, I'm excited.
Yeah.
But yes, I do like Florence Pugh.
And then we get to chair number 12, and this is when it starts to get a little spicy, I think.
Okay.
I
don't remember the exact order of all of
them. It doesn't say what music was played, but I assume that there was some sort of music.
Do you have the list of all the music there, too?
It's like an online commentary of like the live reaction, sort of, is the closest thing I could find to a list in order. Yep. But down plops chair number 12, and it's Kelsey Grammer.
Oh, I do know what music this was, because I watched the live the live response to it. It was the Marvels.
It was the Marvels?
They played music from the Marvels, because they started the music, and everyone was like, oh, here's Iman Vellani. Or maybe we have Brie Larson's chair being popped down. That is not whose chair was popped down.
Right, because we saw Kelsey Grammer as the Beast in the Marvels.
In the end credits.
In the post-credit scene, so that's paying this off.
With Monica Rambeau.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In superhero form.
Yep. Yeah.
So.
So I'd say I totally agree. This is when we got spicy.
Yeah.
You have the Beast, we're assuming.
Well, no, he's going to be Fraser Crane.
Right? Wouldn't that be something? Just pops up being like, hello.
He's like, I'm just hosting my radio show and all these people are very traumatized from all the alien invasions and mass disappearances.
Bring us the Fraser MCU collab. Okay. The Beast. So cool.
Right.
Okay. But what does this mean now? We have a totally different, like, section of the MCU coming in.
Well, and he had played the Beast in they didn't have the Beast in the original X-Men movies back in the day, but he was in like part of like the first class reboot that turned into a soft reboot when they did Days of Future Past.
And was in that one too.
And so interesting.
I think I really liked the way the Beast looked and during that end credit scene.
It was good. It was really good. Like, when he first appeared in the new second iteration, first class era X-Men, it was heavily prosthetic, and this new one in the Marvels was CGI, which can be problematic.
I think they did it well, though.
I think it looked really good. Now
I almost always prefer the prosthetic, this one I like better.
It looked more like the animated Beast from the X-Men cartoon, but it still looked like Kelsey Grammer. Like, you didn't lose his face in it.
Nope, he was just Kelsey Grammer as the Beast.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's an older actor, too, so they, like, part of that was taken into effect as well. But, yes. I agree. We got spicy here.
It's spicy.
We got spicy. We have seen him in an MCU movie, though, but just an end credit scene, and this is very cool. Very cool.
So that one's spicy. Then we kind of like tone down the spiciness, and we go back to Thunderbolts.
Okay.
Lewis Pullman.
Yes.
Sentry is going to be back.
Bob.
Yeah, he's Bob. Which makes sense. Like they're making a big deal about this, and it would be. Sentry's a kind of a newer thing from the comics that they kind of retconned as to being always around.
Right.
But I don't know, it would be silly to have him in only one movie.
Right.
So, whatever.
But that's good. That means they're introducing a big character that we're not going to, like, forget about immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we move on to Danny Ramirez, who I had to remind you plays
yes.
The new
yes.
Falcon.
Yes, and I actually really liked him.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's a cool character. Mm-hmm. Again, just like kind of a human doing
cool stuff.
Superhero stuff yep. with some technology.
Yep.
And yeah. yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Whatever.
We have Falcon, mm-hmm. which makes sense if we also have.
He almost got goosed in the Captain America
yeah.
movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank goodness he didn't.
No, I know. I was like, oh, come on, come on.
I would have been
cool
kind of.
Yeah,
I would have been kind of mad.
I would have been ticked.
And then now chair number 15.
Mm-hmm.
We go back. This one's spicy, but not because of who it is. It's just his power. Joseph Quinn's chair goes down.
Oh, his power is spicy.
Flame on, yeah.
Wait, we have 3 out of the 4 Fantastic Four here.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I guess weird. You just need one more for a full set.
I guess so.
Okay. Man,
not called the Fantastic Three. yeah, his power is spicy. yes, okay. So this is we're like all over the place now. This is the closest we have to the full set.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
We do have a fair number of Thunderbolts, though.
You don't have a good poker hand right now.
No.
It's all, you're right. It's all over the place.
This is what I'm saying.
You don't even have a full thing of the Thunderbolts yet.
Nope.
Yet.
Ah.
Speaking of, chair number 16, David Harbour.
There we go. This one actually kind of surprised me a little bit because and this doesn't mean that I don't think he's going to die or not die or whatever in Thunderbolts, but I kind of thought it was like this, that was his swan song for this character, I mean.
A lot of the trailers kind of make it seem like he might
yeah.
be toast in that
yeah.
movie.
Again, that doesn't mean anything, really.
But it doesn't mean anything, so, like, he might.
Yeah, no, I meant more that, like, I figured he was toast in that movie,
and then
that was his,
it.
Like, farewell
yeah.
to
yeah.
the character. Right?
But
maybe
happy.
Not. I think so too, and I think he has a lot of fun with this character.
I think he's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think he has fun with Red Guardians, so. David Harbour. All right.
So we got 3 Captain America-ish
yeah.
types.
Yeah.
Because
you count
between,
Bucky. Oh.
No, U.S. Agent.
U.S. Agent, Cap now, and the Captain America now, and then Red Guardian.
Yeah. And they're all Captain America adjacent
interesting.
Types.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah.
And it was widely rumored before that Chris Evans was in this movie.
It was reported in the trades that Chris Evans was coming back, but they don't know
how or why
or what character
manner.
Or
yeah.
speculation that he might be like Hydra Cap or something.
Oh my God. Okay.
But yeah.
All right. So we got Red Guardian probably. David Harbour.
Chair 17,
mm-hmm.
Winston Duke, who plays M'Baku from the Black Panther movies, who's a really cool dude.
So cool.
He's kind of a little bit antagonistic in the first one, but then becomes like...
Yeah, he steps up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he's cool.
I think he's a cool guy, too, because he's... Yeah, I think he's really cool. Also, oh, yeah, we already had a Wakanda. We're clearly getting more Wakanda. All right.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm glad to see him again, too. Totally agree. I think he's a cool guy.
And then we jump back to the Thunderbolts with chair 18. Hannah John Kamen. Kamen?
Ghost?
Ghost, yes.
Ghost, okay. All right, we're rounding out the Thunderbolts.
Getting pretty close. I think that's all of them except...
Interesting.
Except Taskmaster.
That sounds like, yeah.
Everyone... like, I think the Thunderbolts forgot that Taskmaster's in that movie. they actually made the asterisk down to only 5 spokes, because...
Which everyone is assuming means there's only 5 of them, because in the one poster, there's, like, 1 on each asterisk.
Yeah, and it's like, Taskmaster didn't get a character poster.
Mm-hmm.
they're using Taskmaster as either to raise the stakes and have a death in the first 15
mm-hmm.
minutes, or... I don't know, just
some other kind
of
plot device.
Have her
mm-hmm.
floof off because no one liked that version of the Taskmaster.
Yeah, maybe.
Which, fair enough, it was kind of weird.
I just thought it was weird that they included Bob on one of the spikes, but not Taskmaster when the whole thing is their
spike. He's not on his own spike, though.
Oh.
He's peeking out in Florence Pugh's spoke,
okay,
I'm pretty sure.
All right, that's
yeah,
cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so we've rounded out Thunderbolts.
Yes.
We have 3 out of the 4 Fantastic Four. We have... A nod to X-Men with the Beast. With Beast, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have one of the OG Avengers and then a couple of the ones that came after. Fairly accurate?
Yep.
We have some Wakandans. We have an Atlantean. Okay, we're getting all over the place.
So yeah, that's chair 18 and we're in the bottom third now.
Ah, and people, when we're watching this,
don't know.
Have no idea how long this is going to go.
No.
Because clearly Marvel has no problem with spending time doing this. Also, there were reports that there were like 50 or 60 people, like characters in this. So people are like, is this going to go on for 24 hours? Like, what is going to happen here?
Just very mysterious, which is...
I love it.
Oh,
actually.
So good. But yeah, so we're getting into the meat of it now. Your last 10, well, not even 10, but...
Okay, what are we at?
Chair 19.
Okay.
The music plays.
I was going to say, I feel like this is a big one.
It is a big one.
Okay.
It's TVA.
What?
So, like,
getting TVA characters?
You're thinking, like, TVA, is it going to be Deadpool? That was the last time we saw the TVA. I don't know.
That makes sense.
But no, it is Tom Hiddleston.
Ah! This one was spicy for me.
Really, really cool. We didn't know if we would, like, we didn't know if we just would say goodbye to Loki at the end of season two. There, he's like, it was like a pretty good send off for the character.
Yeah, it was.
And like, how do you tie that back into the movies? And like,
it was such a wonderful conclusion to his arc.
I'm very excited, but
don't mess it up.
Well. I'm just thinking of the average movie watcher only.
Yeah.
The last time you saw Loki was him being like
he
super
was literally
dead.
Literally dead, yeah.
And this is going to be, I assume, playing heavily off of the plot from the
Loki
Disney Plus series, making that series kind of required viewing. Or
right.
at least knowledge of
or,
it.
Yeah.
To not be like, well, Loki, I thought he was dead.
Or is it going to be a variant? We've seen a lot of Tom Hiddleston playing Loki variants.
Sure, but like...
Again, people are going to be like, what?
Yeah, I don't know.
But that's true for any of the variants, I suppose.
Yeah, I know. I think it's going to be the one that's,
I think so too.
That was in Loki. Like,
holding
I think
together. Oh, it was so good. He's so good.
Like, you've already done the reset of character development on Loki. I don't think you don't want to do it for the third time.
I get that. Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be that one, but it's going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
To thread the needle for people who don't keep up with all the Disney Plus stuff, which there is a lot.
Yeah.
I think you can do it, but...
People are going... Like, this one was very exciting for me.
So, that's a big one.
Yeah. Speaking of a good, serious actor here, people, it might be his most famous role, but it is not his only role, and he does... Yeah. He is in the Shakespeare Company, actually.
And now we're into a very themed stretch here.
Which is interesting because they haven't done any stretches.
Yeah. No, this is very themed.
Okay.
And I believe you got an X-Men rift when this one
you
was...
You did.
When this one was put down.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Stewart.
Yes.
Sir Patrick Stewart. They didn't they didn't add the sir to the chair.
Yeah, well,
that
was messed up. They should have.
They should, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, he's been in the MCU. He was
he
in
did.
The Doctor Strange sequel as Professor X before.
Yep.
So,
but in a different universe.
Yeah. So we don't know what universe.
No.
Because there isn't any X-Men in the proper 616. MCU.
Yeah.
616. People still are mad that they're calling the film MCU 616 because that's the comic universe, which is a different universe.
Oh, I see. Okay.
How
many people actually do both, though, and care enough?
You underestimate nerddom, but
I know.
It is a little bit confusing because
okay.
you can't refer to the comics and the movies with the same thing. When
right.
Anyway, but yes, he's not. There's no mutants in the movie 616 yet, like the X-Men.
Right.
There is.
Right. Yeah.
So we'll see what that is. So that
yes. Just to be clear, the. Because we talked about Beast being in the end credit, that wasn't in 616 universe.
No, that was very specifically
1-0-0,
that.
Zero,
that,
whatever, yeah.
Monica
Rambeau goes through a rift to another, I don't know, realm, universe. Okay.
They snipped a hole in the universes and she went through it and closed
to, like,
it up.
Yeah, to close it.
And then wakes up and there's her mom in superhero form and
Beast.
And Beast. And she's like, what in the heck? And that was the whole thing. Yeah. So,
and he says, I'll go tell Charles she's awake. Yeah. So we know he exists in this.
Right. Yeah. So we're probably assuming that that's the same Beast that's going to be in this. And the Charles that he refers to off screen is going to be this Professor X.
Right.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah. Again, on theme, I'm sure that they were making good use of the X-Men soundtrack. Really spicy.
Ready?
Lots of exclamation marks on this post for this one. But again, no sir.
Should have been.
Ian McKellen is back. The prophecy from Deadpool is true. They're going to make these people do this until they're 90.
Ian McKellen is 85.
Almost there. He's almost there.
Yeah, I think he's 85 right now. Sir Ian McKellen. Yeah. Also, so cool. And like best friends with Sir Patrick Stewart, which is so cool. They better share screen time.
They get along quite well. And their chemistry in the first two X-Men, I pretend that X3 doesn't exist. So, and actually, so did.
Yeah, I noticed. I noticed that.
Literally,
yeah.
They erased it. That's very exciting.
Very exciting.
Ian McKellen was a very good Magneto.
Yes, and I want to point something out. This is the first name on this list who hasn't appeared in an MCU film.
That's true.
Is he the last?
No.
That's why I said first. This one, like, that was very spicy. You're right.
Yep.
Very spicy. We had three spicy names in a row.
Yeah. Well, no, they keep being pretty spicy.
I just meant to this point.
Pretty spicy. Because
we had Tom Hiddleston, Patrick Stewart, Ian McKellen. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So that was chair 21. Chair 22.
People spend 12 minutes talking about this, and then chair 22 happens.
Alan Cumming. And I was like, Alan Cumming, I know him.
Literally.
What did he play?
Literally, that's what I said, too. I'm like, are they bringing in someone new? Nope.
I distinctly remember Nightcrawler from X2. Like, very, very memorable character. I had no idea that Alan Cumming played him, because he was heavily prosthetic and CGI and whatever. So that's exciting. They're bringing back Nightcrawler, who's a very interesting character.
So now we have...
And a very cool power set
and
as well.
He was only in X2, correct?
Yep.
Right.
That's
okay.
That's one and done.
I might be pointing that out.
X2 is the best Marvel movie pre-MCU.
You think so?
I liked it better than...
Days of Future Past?
Spider-Man.
Really? Yeah. Ooh.
I mean, Spider-Man 2 and X2 are like right
really close.
There.
Yeah, I really like Spider-Man 2.
I could be convinced Spider-Man 2 is probably better. But,
okay. But right now, you're tight. Yeah, okay. I'm not mad at that. Mm. We should compare them. We should watch them both.
Mm. Well, given the names on this list, I think
we're gonna do
X-Men movies are gonna be required viewing to,
I think so.
Appreciate this fully.
I've only seen the X-Men movies once. The one that stood out most to me was Days of Future Past, of course. But
Days of Future Past doesn't hit if you haven't watched both First Class and X1 and 2.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, we had, of course, at that point.
No, I'm just saying, so like
I think we just do a rewatch of all the X-Men movies. That'd be a fun summer project.
Except X3.
We have to do them all.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, let's go.
People are just losing it.
What the heck?
And we continue on theme. We get a Rebecca Romijn chair.
Who was also an X2.
As Mystique.
Did have a cameo. Was that in Days of Future Past?
Yes. Because Jennifer Lawrence played Mystique in the new version.
Right.
And Mystique is famously a shape-shifting power set.
Mm-hmm.
And she shape-shifted into Rebecca Romijn.
Which is amazing.
Really good, actually. I really appreciate that. Yeah, cool.
So we have X2, basically, is what's happening here. Like, these two characters back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. So cool.
And the theme continues.
What? Are we just having an X-Men movie here?
But pretty much, actually, because James Marsden chairs goes down.
Cyclops.
And he was Cyclops.
Even I remember that.
Yes.
I didn't remember who Alan Cumming played, but I remember James Marsden.
Well, he just had goggles on, so he was more recognizable. Like so that's cool. Cyclops, big part of the X-Men.
He was in, like, but again, he was in X2 with these other two actors, so that gives you a hint that this is the era that they're looking at.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say a hint. This tells you this is the era they're looking at for the X-Men characters. Oh, man. So cool. Okay.
Okay. So, okay. And then we move on to chair number 25. We're getting near the end. Don't worry.
Yeah, but we don't know that we're watching it for 5.5 hours. But the music changes.
It does it? I don't know. But it's Channing Tatum's chair.
Oh, no, it did not. It stayed X-Men music for this.
So
another spicy one in a totally different way.
Pretty spicy because Channing Tatum as Gambit was like a production that just never happened for a long, long time. And then you finally got to see him as kind of almost a throwaway gag in Deadpool.
But at the end of Deadpool, which I didn't remember this, but when you last see him, he's looking and there's the ring going on and you can see the reflection of the rings in his glasses.
And people really embrace the character in his little thing. He's going to have to talk a little less Cajun if he's got more screen time than 2 minutes, because it was done for comedic effect in Deadpool, which works, but like
I don't know if you can play that same gag. But we also, let's just, before we continue on with this list, we don't know how long these characters are on screen
for. No, they could be 2 minutes.
Exactly. It can be a feature.
I mean, like, there's a lot of them, so it can't be that long.
And it's, well, that's the whole thing. Maybe he doesn't have to talk that much. Right. Maybe it's just like, hey, remember Gambit? You liked him.
So, apparently he did make a name for himself.
He did. He said he would.
Yeah. So, no, that's good. I did actually quite like Gambit in the Deadpool movie.
Yeah.
He was never, like, some people really like him. Mm-hmm. I used to watch the X-Men cartoon. Mm-hmm. I didn't. He was fine.
He was fine, but he didn't stand out for you.
Yeah. Okay. No. Yeah.
Yeah. I liked Channing Tatum as it, but like you said, it was, like, funny. It was for effect. So I'm curious to see what they do with him that way. And, like, the role he plays that way. Also, yeah, the ring was opening, but we last saw him in the void. Are we going to the void?
Well, I don't know. There's a power vacuum there because What's-Her-Face got melted, and she was kind of ruling that place with an iron fist. Wait, no, he's not in this movie.
No, as far as we know.
Yet.
Yes,
I don't know. Anyway, that was just a funny turn of phrase.
Yep. I also think before you go to the next chair...
Uh-huh.
I think, just because you mentioned that, this isn't the whole list. This is the whole list for this day.
Yeah, they went, you have to assume that these were said first, for like, because they're going to be more integral, and then there's going to be some other
And there's going to be some big surprises,
and stuff
too.
Like that. It's going to be a massive film.
Oh, it's going to be huge. So... Channing Tatum is surprised because he is like X-Men, but we didn't see him in X-Men.
He wasn't in the original Fox X-Men at all. Yes. They were trying to make it, never happened, but he was a main team member in the cartoon in the 90s that they have recently continued.
With X-Men 97.
With X-Men 97. So
it's apparently good.
Yeah. The original cartoon was great.
So we've got 3 out of the 4 Fantastic Four. We have most of the Thunderbolts, with the exception of Taskmaster, who we assume we are not going to see.
We don't talk about Taskmaster. Yeah,
it's like Bruno.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have a whole bunch of X-Men from X2 specifically that we have or haven't seen.
The OG Fox X-Men, basically.
Yeah. We have seen 2 Wakandans. We have Namor, who's kind of like his own thing. We have
distinctly tied to Wakanda as well.
Yes. Part of that same. He's just not from Wakanda. That's why I didn't put him in the same category. We have one of the OG Avengers. We have a few of the, like, adjacent, like, part of the original 6, but, like, joined
Loki,
Avengers.
Loki was very tied to the original Avengers.
And I mean, and then you go, I mean, of course, Sebastian Stan wasn't, like, right? So we have some Avengers. Okay, at this point, we don't know how long this is going on. I mean, we do now. But we've gotten some pretty spicy names here.
Yeah, so like the big news is lots of X-Men.
Mm-hmm. And, like, surprising X-Men.
The OG X-Men, they're doing this for a purpose. We're going to see their universe collapse or incursion into the main universe, something. And Doom's going to be involved somehow.
Yep.
And it's going to be interesting.
So are we going to have the battle between the two universes then? Avengers versus X-Men?
I feel like that's going to be Act 1.
Yeah.
Or Act 1.5. Like, you kind of set up both universes as, like, trying to fight for survival. And then that puts them into conflict with each other. Mm-hmm. However they want incursions to work. They talked about it a little bit in Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Multiverse of Madness, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. But
speaking of, I
feel like that's what's going to happen.
Speaking of Doctor Strange, we haven't seen him yet on
this list. No, he's not on the list at all.
Which is an interesting one.
I think that's the most surprising omission for me.
That's not the most surprising omission for most people, though. Although he was on the list of top three most surprising omissions. But we'll talk about that in a minute. Because next chair, music does change this time.
Yeah.
After Channing Tatum.
I would assume it goes back to the Fantastic Four theme.
It does.
And we get finally the complete set.
Finally.
Pedro Pascal.
Yes.
So you got all your Fantastic Four. Very fantastic.
Now, what's interesting is they put a bunch of the X-Men together.
Uh-huh.
Beast was the only one but we've seen him before, so that was like less of a shock, I guess.
Yeah.
Still surprising, but less of a shock. But they split the Fantastic Four. They scattered them throughout.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I wonder if they're going to get scattered at the end of their movie.
I wonder. Yeah. I wonder if the order they're putting these in is...
It's all wild speculation at this point,
so
but it's fun.
It is fun. I love that.
It's fun.
Pedro Pascal, we know he's in this. You're not putting three of the four.
And then that, again, that's... The Fantastic Four come from their own universe, which is not the same as the X-Men universe that we saw in the Marvels.
Yep.
So you're going to have at least three universes... either trying to fight for survival or already, like, we don't know what happens in the Fantastic Four movie.
Right, they might have already left that universe.
They might have had to bail. They might have had to bail.
Yeah.
But
three original universes, and then if we want to add the Void into another location, depending on what's going on with Gambit.
Well, yes, and Deadpool and Wolverine firmly established that there's one TVA...
For
all the universes and one Void. Like, all these characters from different universes went to the same Void, which was the whole point of seeing all the different...
Right. So we may see one Void. We may see the TVA. I mean, Loki's kind of doing his own thing.
I would assume that there's going to be some scene in the TVA or something.
We're going to have a lot of locations in this film.
Yeah, good thing they have a big sound stage.
A good thing. With a lot of chairs in it.
For a lot of chairs.
At this point, people are thinking, like, okay, are we going to stop at a nice number, like 30? Because we're getting into, it's 26 here,
26,
right?
Yeah. Okay.
Or are we going to keep going for the 50 or 60 that we have? Like, nobody knows. It's been 5.5 hours at this point.
Yeah.
Just about 5.5.
Yeah, and we don't know. Yeah. But then... The final chair, you pan over, and there's someone sitting in it.
There's someone sitting in the chair.
And it's Robert Downey Jr. sitting in his chair, and he shushes the camera because it goes to immediately to the splash screen. Avengers Doomsday, now in production. So kind of like quiet on set.
Yeah. And people did believe that the last chair would have someone sitting in it, and a lot of people thought it would either be a huge announcement or Robert Downey Jr. So they were talking about, like, what huge announcement would it be, and some of the names that were mentioned, we saw Patrick Stewart, Ian McKellen, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, what do you think would have been a shock that didn't make this list?
I don't see how you have, like, I get the idea that you'd want a new surprise person sitting in the final chair, but how do you outdo the Robert Downey Jr. Comic-Con announcement without the plot
new
being
mask,
really
same task.
Really weird?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the only thing that would have matched that would have been have Chris Evans in full Hydra cap gear or something.
Man. Oh man!
But that might give too much away.
Yeah, you're giving a bit away. I mean, you're not really giving anything away, but you're doing a lot of hinting in this without giving anything away. And you don't want to, like, you want to walk that line super carefully. And I think the Robert Downey Jr. is the big play on that one. And then now we've mentioned all these X-Men in it, and then we also know Thunderbolts and Fantastic Four are involved. We haven't seen any of the, what was called the Young Avengers. Now apparently they're, or heavily rumored that it's going to be Champions.
Well,
it's going
to be the TV show.
Yeah. But, I mean, we haven't seen any of that cast.
Yeah, the torch passers, the younger generation. The only one that was, like, in that grouping sort was of. Yelena.
Yeah, was Florence Pugh. And she's escalated past that.
She's, yeah, it's just kind of too big.
Yeah.
So, which, I don't know. Yeah. And with the other surprise, a lot of people speculated there was going to be at least one Spider-Man, like a Tom Holland.
Yes.
Involved. And the Spider-Man 4 movie is coming out in between the two Avengers movies. So, Spider-Man might not be in Doomsday other than maybe a post-credit scene or something.
But he might be.
But it's gonna be kind of like Captain Marvel was to Infinity War and Endgame, right? Like the timing of that. Yeah. So
who knows what the connection is there?
Yeah.
There are a lot of X-Men, obviously, and you have your Fantastic Four and everything, but there's not a lot of like magic users or like the Guardians aren't in this. None of the old or new.
There's no cosmic. It's very Earth focused other than like the different universes piece.
Yeah,
like the Fantastic
Ground
Four
level, I guess.
Fantastic Four is the most cosmic because they kind of bridge the gap. They get their powers from a space flight, right?
I have a list here. Since this has happened, of course,
I'm still most surprised that Benedict Cumberbatch wasn't involved.
Yes. So that's actually my list here.
Yeah.
Is who we're surprised about. Tom Holland was definitely. Lots of other ones did say. The next on the list was Benedict Cumberbatch and Chris Evans because of the conversations with that before.
Those would be my top three.
Yeah.
And I kind of would have
thought. And Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo being omitted. Yeah, it's tough. The Hulk is.
Yeah, I mean, it's his own thing, but he's also one of the only original Avengers that is still active.
Still around, yeah.
Other than Thor.
Yeah.
Right?
And I
guess Hawkeye.
I don't think you would do the other two Spider-Men.
No, I don't think you would there.
In this announcement.
No, I don't think you would.
I do think that they might play around with them coming back. I think that's been the most, like, Spider-Man itself has been the most successful multiversal thing.
Yeah.
Both the animated across the Spider-Verse has been very good and successful and helped people wrap their minds around a multiverse thing.
Yeah.
And the three Spider-Man and No Way Home were very popular, so I could see it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Other ones that people were surprised about were Hugh Jackman, especially when they were having the run of all the X-Men. They're like, all right, Hugh Jackman's next. No,
true.
No. Oh, Hugh Jackman. No.
True.
No. Ryan Reynolds is
Ryan
Deadpool.
Reynolds, yeah.
Of course. Like I said, Chris Evans, Benedict Cumberbatch, Tom Holland, Brie Larson, some people thought they were going to see. Iman Vellani was the most commonly suspected of the young ones.
Yeah, the Disney Plus only.
Crew. Now, the one that people, including me, was very excited to see, and I absolutely do not think that they were going to put this on there. Can you imagine if Elizabeth Olsen?
Yeah, no, I don't think you do that
you
either.
You don't do it that way. No.
None of the actors' characters are dead except Loki, but that he's already been brought back from Disney Plus.
Yeah, that's different.
Like, there's already a story there.
But the last time we saw Elizabeth Olsen, she
she's
died.
Getting crushed by rocks.
Yeah, and
maybe.
Then the last time we had her talked about was like, yes, she's dead. No, she's not. We don't know.
Yeah, so. Yeah, like, it's not like Agatha all along brought her back or even had...
And if we had had Catherine Hahn, which also would have been very cool, she exists again. Yes, she died, but she exists as a ghost. And
right.
Like, yeah. We didn't see Jeremy Renner's Hawkeye. I guess he's the other original Avenger who's still around. People were like, are we going to see Scarlett Johansson? No, you're not going to... It's the same thing, right, as Elizabeth Olsen. You're not going to see them for the first time with their name on a chair because that's its own news item if they're going to bring them back.
I
do think they're going to bring back Elizabeth Olsen. If not for Doomsday, then for Secret Wars.
Oh, I think you're going to see everybody back for Secret Wars.
Right?
Even if it's only for a 20-second mega battle clip.
Right. I think your big news here was all those X-Men.
Yeah.
Now, what is noticed is, so yes, there were some people like freaking out and stuff like that. The studio commented on a video after like the next day or something that say, and all they said is there's always room for more.
More chairs.
Exactly. 2 months, two-ish months from now, it's Comic-Con.
It's in July.
Way more than 2 months. 4 months from now, it's Comic-Con. There'll be more.
They'll have some footage, probably Comic-Con only footage, but they'll have some footage. If it's in production now, they'll have some footage.
So Comic-Con, I think, is the same weekend as Fantastic Four comes out, so they're not going to be advertising that. This is their next big thing. I think they're going to be spending they'll probably announce the other movies that are coming out, like the new Spider-Man movie. Like, they'll get more information about that. But this is going to be the focus. It's going to be...
Oh, there'll be a big Hall H presentation, and they'll...
And you're going to get more names, I promise.
Yeah. So, yeah, you did bring up an interesting point. There's not a lot on the like, magic side.
Oh, the other one who was missing, Wong.
Yeah.
Where's Wong?
He's currently the Sorcerer Supreme.
Right, so even if it was, say, New York-based or something like that, like, he's still there.
Yeah. But to your point, no magic users. None. Which they're trying to build up a little bit with Doctor Strange and Wong, because he was quite active in phase five or whatever. he was basically the Agent Coulson.
He was of he was that in everything. Phase. Yeah.
He was in lots of stuff, and they're like trying to build up the magic thing, which is very interesting because Doom uses magic.
And they don't have any magic users named so far. He's
an interesting combination. He's like Iron Man, he like uses a lot of technology, but also uses a lot of magic. So to do his evil plans.
That's really cool.
So I don't know. I do think we'll see.
I think we're gonna see more.
We will see a Strange.
We'll see Strange at
some point.
Yeah, I think we'll see Strange too. Part of the thing though, this isn't for both of them. This is just for Doomsday.
Exactly.
Right. So don't.
You take the characters that are in Doomsday and then you go and just add everybody else for Secret Wars. Like, everybody.
Except Aunt May.
Yeah, well.
The one stream I was watching, they were like, who would be the craziest people to see that would be, like, possible, but, like, probably not going to happen? We had some of them. Ian McClellan was one of the names mentioned.
That is
X-Men
huge.
Were those.
Yeah, that is huge.
And these people were like, what if they brought in, like, Phil Coulson back?
Yeah.
That would have been a big one. And you never know. It could literally happen for Secret Wars.
I want Clark Gregg to come back for Secret Wars and him being like leading a group of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh my goodness, I'd love it so much.
In Battle World.
I'd love it so much.
It would be super fun.
Mm-hmm, it would be. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So like that name was mentioned. Like Ian McClellan was mentioned. And then the Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Mentioned a lot.
To be determined on the Spider-Man, I think the wildest one that I came up with was Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yeah. That one, yeah.
Coming back as Ghost Rider.
That'd be so crazy cool. Yeah.
Would be hilarious.
Yeah, agreed. But agreed.
I don't think they're going to do that.
Yeah. Was there anyone on your wish list? Not necessarily the craziest, but anyone on your wish list that you were like you said, you were surprised that Tom Holland wasn't on there, or Benedict Cumberbatch.
I like seeing all the OG X-Men. Like,
yeah.
People forget how bad 90s superhero movies were until the X-Men and Spider-Man came on the scene. Batman, like, basically single-handedly killed the superhero genre there with the bat nipples.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, 1989 Batman.
No,
what?
No.
Michael Keaton, come on.
The Michael Keaton Batman was great, but Batman Forever.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Was killing the superhero genre.
Yeah, and the bat card that you don't leave the cave without it.
Yeah, oh, just terrible.
Doesn't work for Batman, guys. Come on.
X-Men saved it. The Spider-Man saved it. And the first Fantastic Four movie was okay.
Yeah, I remember watching it. But it isn't like it is now where you have a bunch of superhero movies or comic movies or whatever you want to say.
No,
it's different. And I think people are, like you said, people have forgotten that. And also people are harder.
So anyway, the long story short is I between the cartoon, the X-Men cartoon, mm-hmm. and the X-Men movies, the X-Men were the biggest superhero team.
Right.
When I was young.
Right.
Like, the Avengers, no one even knew what the Avengers were.
Nope. I had no idea who Iron Man was when the first movie came out.
I did, because there was also an Iron Man cartoon that was okay.
Ah. But I mean, like, I was an adult when that came out.
He was still a C-level character at the time.
And that's what I tell people. I'm like, I was an adult when that came out, and I was like, I don't know who Iron Man was. Mm-hmm. I knew, even if I hadn't watched the movies, I would have known Spider-Man, obviously. Yeah. But, like, he was not on that same level.
No, you had your DC heroes. Everyone knows who Superman is. Everyone knows who Batman is. You had Spider-Man. Everybody knows who Spider-Man. Very popular. The most popular superhero.
I knew who Thor was, and I knew who the Hulk was. I think that would have been about it.
Hulk was pretty much in the public consciousness, because you had the Lou Ferrigno TV show and some other movies.
Right.
Speaking
of 90s,
Well, was the Eric Bana one early 2000s?
Might have been early 2000s. Might have been, like, 2001 or something.
The Ang Lee. But literally no one knew what the Avengers were.
Nope. There are certain characters that, like, I
other than, like, mega comic book nerds,
I would have known some of the characters, but it would have been like Hulk and Thor. Like, that would have been about it. Hulk is still one of my favorite characters, by the way. Still don't mind Thor, especially Chris Hemsworth playing Thor. He's a great Thor.
Yeah, well,
does he use mouth to mouth?
I totally know
mouth to mouth.
Yes. Well, there you go. You didn't get any human side characters.
No, Kat Dennings would have been awesome.
Yeah, I don't think they would do
that. But Evan Peters was also like, people were like really freaking out wondering about Evan Peters.
Okay, thank you. Yes, that's the one I would have liked to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they were doing all the X-Men run and they're like, is it going to be Evan Peters?
I'm still a little mad about the boner joke.
I do love, though, that we saw him in Agatha All Along.
Yeah.
That made me
happy. It was just a continuation of the boner joke.
Yes,
though.
But at least it wasn't like a one throwaway line kind of thing.
Yeah.
Could be a variant, Bran, and you don't know.
I do want Evan Peters back as Quicksilver.
Yes, me too. I actually just really like Evan Peters in general.
Oh, he's a great actor. Yeah.
So I think that's a good one.
And
I like that
his
one.
Version of Quicksilver is very fun.
Yes.
I guess you could have had Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Oh, okay.
Back as Quicksilver. But again, he's dead.
Yeah.
So
we didn't see any of these people die.
I want to see two.
Except Patrick Stewart we saw die, but like that other version of him.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Right.
I want to see two Quicksilvers.
That'd be really
both
cool.
Both versions.
That'd be really. Oh, man. Can you imagine if they put down the chairs and they put those two side by side?
Hmm. Yeah, that would have been fun.
There's a whole lot of conjecture going
anyway.
On. They were so smart in doing this.
Oh, well, we've been sitting here talking about it for an hour. A lot of more famous and more time on their hands YouTubers probably spent 6 hours talking about
more.
It.
Yep.
And then have released subsequent videos talking about it and
yep.
stuff. So it's content for days for the content creators and content
so
consumers.
Smart. Mm-hmm.
And you get kind of hyped about it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They did a good job with this. I mean, I was excited before, but now I'm
like I'm
beside
not,
myself.
I'm not saying it's going to obviously be good because they have all these people in it, but it's still exciting to think about the possibilities.
It's exciting. Yeah.
I don't envy the Russo brothers trying to pull this off,
but man, if they do.
Yeah.
Holy. Yeah.
Well, they're getting well compensated for
it.
Yeah. So I guess that's good. But.
Yeah. Literally, there have been like hour-long things, people trying to analyze the order that they put the names down. I do think it was significant. Pedro Pascal and Robert Downey Jr. were the last two. But I think the rest was all just like, you know, playing with it to keep people freaked out.
Yeah. Yeah. There's that aspect. The X-Men being one after the other, for the most part, is probably by design. Them bouncing around at the beginning was probably just to keep people on their toes. Like, I don't know if there
like,
was any
wait, what's going on?
Greater.
That, I think that's why they threw in Sue Storm as second. Because, like I said, you could do Thor, and then if you have, like, Anthony Mackie next, you're like, yeah, okay, that makes sense. It's like an Avengers thing. But you're like, wait, Fantastic Four?
Yeah. So, right. They, and then, yeah, I think putting Reed and Doom back to back.
That
makes
was for
sense.
A reason.
They are eternal rivals.
Love it.
Always will be.
Love
it's,
it.
it's Marvel's version of Batman and Joker, right. basically.
Right. Very cool. Yeah. Anything else to add here? Other than yay?
5 hours of chairs.
Yay.
That's the episode title.
Perfect. So that's our show this week. Thank you, Elmiel, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. That's also where you can find links to our social media accounts. And you can find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't yet, please do. And if you know someone who might like listening to us, please be sure to recommend Disney A as well. So because this happened, it like changed my whole order. Totally fine. So in other words, I'm not entirely sure what we're going to talk about next week. It'll probably be the Tokyo Disneyland episode we're going to do this week instead. But okay. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. Maybe there'll be another huge announcement. I don't know.
Can we get like futuristic chairs for a new Star Wars project or something?
Ooh, let's do it.
I don't think Star Wars has quite the grip on nerddom that it used to, that it could pull this off.
It has a different kind of grip on nerddom. It's an angry one.
Yeah, yeah. The Star Wars nerds are very angry.
Or maybe we should like do a rewatch. Anyway, we'll talk about what we're doing next week. Next week.
Okie dokie.
So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A. Other than yay?